Hey, 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 top of the day. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. Happy New Year. It's officially January 2020. Positive reinforcement. Welcome, welcome. Season 2, MJ Friends Blog. Let's start. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcasts. You've tuned into the podcast portion. If you've joined me before, welcome back. I've missed you guys dearly. I know I haven't talked to my listeners in a very long time, and I wasn't avoiding anybody. I'll be honest, I needed to take a break. Like, I wasn't available mentally, physically, or emotionally, and my body crashed. I crashed mentally, so I needed to take a break from not just my side hustles, not just from people, places, things, jobs, works, whatever. I just needed a break. I needed time to sleep. I needed time to rest mentally, physically, emotionally. I just needed a break. And yep, anything extra, not that this is, you know, too extra, but I needed a break. And if you're adulting, you should feel that. Your body will take a break for you if you don't take a break for yourself. So, like I said, positive reinforcement. I have revamped somewhat MJ Friends Blog. I've added a quote of the week. So let's get started. The quote of the week that I chose this week was by Gandhi, and it is, "The weak can never forgive." The weak can never forgive. What I feel about that quote, let's be stronger. Let's be the bigger person. Let's forgive. But let's also remember the situation or the predicament that you were in, the stress that was placed on you, and let's learn from it. I feel like we dwell a lot and give too much energy on people, situations, jobs, minute things. And we don't have to. We shouldn't have to. And I guess that's why I picked that quote. I really don't know why I picked that quote, but it did stick out to me. The weak can never forgive. We don't want to be weak sauce. We don't want to be weak. Let's forgive. Let's learn from it. And let's move forward in 2020. No more dwelling. No more being stagnant. No more being complacent. Let's forgive and let's just remember. Okay, I remember the last situation you put me in. I remember the last time this happened. I recall. I forgive you. I forgive the situation. I'll remember, but I'm going to move forward. I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep my head up. I'm not going to look in the rearview mirror. I'm going to continue being great. And that's what it is. So I did a poll on social media last month asking others, what did 2019 teach you? What did 2019 teach us? I got a few answers, but I'm only going to talk about three on this episode. Three that kind of stood out to me that I thought would be good conversation. So the first one was, love can come from the most unexpected places. Love can come from the most unexpected places. I agree. Just because people don't show you love the way that you expect or the way that you wish doesn't mean that they don't love you. Everybody loves differently. And I feel like I've had to explain that and show people that, maybe teach people that a lot in 2019 and in 2018. Just because I won't take a bullet for you doesn't mean I don't love you. I'll take a bullet for my child because I love him unconditionally. And so that's when I say people love differently. I will not call off of work for you just so we can kick it. Yeah, I love you, but my financial situation is a lot more important than just hanging out and kicking it. Why can't we just hang out when I get off of work? Like, just let it make sense. Everybody loves differently. And I feel like that's okay, but a lot of people have a hard time accepting that. The love that you show for people sometimes is not enough for them because they're used to being loved a certain way or not used to being loved at all. So they have this imagery of what it's supposed to be, and it's not really like that. Or it can be like that with some people. Or, you know, it's just a a vision, I guess. Something that you see, but it may not be as realistic as you wish it could be. I feel like this conversation about this specific quote could get so deep, and we could possibly save that for another episode. Let me know what you guys think about that. Love can come from the most unexpected places. I agree with it. I do. Because somebody just giving you your favorite snack, a cupcake, can brighten up your whole day, can change the whole mood of the day. And that's love. Somebody can cash app you $100 without you even asking, and you may have needed that money. That's love. Yeah, you know, in the adult world, $100 can only get you so far. So, I mean, but it's still love. I love love. But like I said, that conversation can get really deep. And that's not really for today's episode, but I did like that. Love can come from the most unexpected places. I agree, 100%. So the second one, another answer to what did 2019 teach you? Somebody wrote, and it's sad, those close to you are the ones who will hurt you. Those close to you are the ones who will hurt you. I agree. This is sad, but I do agree to an extent. We are so hurt by the people close to us because we expect so much more from them. We have that mindset of, well, I wouldn't do this to them. I wouldn't treat them this way. I wouldn't show them this. I wouldn't do that to them. But it's like, you never know. Things happen. Situations occur. I hate to be insensitive, but stop acting like life doesn't happen. Sometimes you just have to deal with people. You know, sometimes you just have to deal with it. People do what they have to do for themselves sometimes. And that's okay. Take care of yourself first. For me personally, if it doesn't pertain to my child, I'm doing what's best for me. So if it's going to make my situation rocky, if it's going to put me in more stress than it's going to put you, I'm sorry. I can only do so much. I can't save everybody. I can only do so much. And I feel like that is a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow. Those close to you are the ones who will hurt you. They hurt you because we expect so much from them. These are two different characters. Situations happen. There's a lot of different circumstances in that. And I feel like this could also be a deep conversation that may not be for today's episode. But yeah, people hurt you. But guess what? The quote, the weak can never forgive. They hurt you, but don't be weak sauce. Don't dwell on it. Don't dwell on that situation. Don't dwell on that stress. They hurt you, but let's forgive them. Keep it in our back pocket, okay? I know that I can't hold this over their head forever. I know that I can't make them do things. People do what they want to do. I know that they, maybe something happened. You don't, I mean, some people you give the benefit of the doubt. You don't have to, but things happen. Life happens. Sometimes they don't want to, or sometimes they don't have the guts to tell you that they don't want to do this. They don't want to help you. And that's okay. Stop making it harder for other people. That's the pill that we have to swallow. Take accountability for your own actions. Stop making people feel like they have to do things for you, because they don't. We all have free will. Anyway, number three, the last one I'll speak on. What did 2019 teach you? You'll never know the true value of something until it becomes a memory. You'll never know the true value of something until it becomes a memory. I agree 100% with this one. People, situations, especially when it comes to like material things, for example, cars, maybe even something as minute as a laptop. Take those memories and upgrade. Upgrade your life. Upgrade your situations. Keep driving. What's for you will be for you. It sounds so simple, I know. But it is what it is. you'll know the true value of something. You'll never know the true value of something until it becomes a memory. Sorry, I try to make that the exact quote that they put. You'll never know the true value of something until it becomes a memory. I agree. For me personally, I was in a car accident last month, and I mean, I loved my car. It ended up getting totaled. I loved my car, and I valued my car. I used it, but I didn't realize how much I relied on it. Well, yes, I did, but you know, sometimes people don't realize how much they rely on things until it's gone. Until you have to struggle. And I feel like everybody should have to struggle in some aspect. Learn your lesson and move forward. Keep your head high, move forward. Upgrade yourself, upgrade your situation. Okay, my car got totaled, but I'm gonna upgrade myself. Okay, that car was good on gas. I'm gonna continue to get a car that's good on gas. However, what's different now is I don't wanna pay a car note. I'll probably buy this car cash. The laptop situation, I didn't realize how much homework I had to do or how convenient it would be to get a laptop where I could take it everywhere until I had one and it broke. So I'm going to upgrade myself. I'm going to buy something more reliable. I'm going to get something more accommodating to my situation. Keep driving. I'm going to upgrade myself. What's for me will be for me. We get into these situations because everything happens for a reason. I am a strong believer in that. That could be another quote, but I didn't learn that in 2019. I learned that many, many years ago. And I agree. Everything happens for a reason. And whatever situation is for you will be for you. So that's it. Pretty much positive reinforcement. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog Season 2. See you guys next week. Talk to you guys next week.